let's kick it off with a preview of Stall Cup Day, and Harry White is the man to find us all the winners. Good morning, Harry. How are you? Happy Easter.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Easter. I'm well, thank you.
Did the kids behave themselves this morning?
To the best of their ability.
Chocolate for breakfast?
Oh, of course, of course.
Excellent, excellent. What do you make of the Stall Cup meeting? We're racing on a good four surface today. The rail is true the entire circuit. Are you confident today, Harry?
Yeah, look, it looks like a nice meeting. There's a couple of short price favourites that'll be winning, a couple at a price. We couldn't ask for better weather. I think the track will play nicely. Hopefully we're in for a big day.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Gee, we've got a strong cup. Looking forward to getting your thoughts on that Stall Cup, especially with the form lines holding up through yesterday's Easter Cup meeting at Caulfield. But the first race is a maiden over 1,300 metres. It kicks off at 1:05, and we take out 4 and 11. I just heard Dean Lester say his best of the day is in the first race. Five Bulls, trained by Nick Ryan, $2.70 favourite. Spirit de Lune's at $3.60 for Harry and Austie Coffee, and I'm Still Standing for Team Thornton is the third favourite at $4.20. So he looked pretty good last start, Five Bulls. He's a firm favourite. Are you with the fave in the first?
Yeah, I am, and I'm glad to hear Dino tip this horse on top as well. Five Bulls ran on well from the back to finish second at Pakenham last start. That looked to be a stronger maiden. The winner of that race goes around at Hillside as favourite tomorrow. Doesn't have to get as far back this time around. I just think it's a really nice race for him. Jojo Express finished just in front of Five Bulls 2 runs back. Has since run well again, though she did have a gun run in transit. Spirit de Lune had excuses in running on debut, was good once he was clear, and I'm Still Standing with winkers on and upper shade in trip can go in as next best. Favourite to kick off the day, 2.978.
2.978 there. He has been well backed, but he's 2.70 at the moment. You'd be happy to play at 2.70?
Yeah, I think that's probably around the right price. I wouldn't expect him to firm too much more or drift too much more, so I'd take that.
All right. Race number two, no scratchings in the second, over 1,300 metres. High Ferocity for Paul Pushka's the favourite here at $3.70. Magnetic Jewel, $4.40. Mary Merrick is at $4.80. And then we're down to Zasta at $5.50. So High Ferocity, he's shown ability. Second, his last two starts. Does he break through today?
Potentially, but I am going to side with the debutant of the field, number 4, Tom Shout. Thought his recent trial was quite good. He's found a nice race to prove competitive in. He's the full sibling to Miss Cavendish, who won here back in January. He's a handy enough 58-ish raider. I think at the price and what I've seen at the trials, we can play there. High Ferocity, the danger. It was a beaten short price favourite, but ran well nonetheless last start. Upper furlong on trip, I think, will suit. Magnetic Jewel continues to race well. The form around her is good. She does look well placed. And Zasta was good in his first prep, was pushed along in a recent jump out, can prove competitive here. 4.295.
4.295 in the second at Stall today. Race number three is a maiden over the mile. In this race, we can take out 6 and 11. Deploy and Destroy is the favourite. Dean Yendel rides for Jamie Edwards. Two starts, has been middle of the pack, gets out to the 1,600 metre distance today, though, and is a $3.40 chance. Wild Rhapsody, another one of the Pruska team racing today, is at $3.70. French Moon is an interesting first starter by Puissance de Lune, trained by Simon Wild. It's at $4.80 and has been supported. When markets first went up, it was an $8 chance. Dandy Classic, another Pruska runner's at $5.50, and then Uniquely's also in the market at $6 for the Dan O'Sullivan stable. What can you tell us about this first start of French Moon that has had specking, Harry?
I thought that it had jumped out quite well. I can understand the market support in a race like this. Some of the tried horses have a few queries or question marks over them. I'm going with the other debutante, though, at a big price. County Hall, number 7, liked her most recent jump out. The one price, she missed the kick but ran very well anyway. Winkers on, she can be forward in the run. Suitable kickoff trip, suitable jockey booking, and we can play each way. Number 9, Wild Raspity, is racing well, having not missed the minor money this prep, and the form through those races is stacking up well through the likes of subsequent winner El Magnifico. Deploy and Destroy, the favourite. It's been slowly away in both runs, was strong to the line in the latest run, giving the impression he'd relish the mile. And that other debutante, French Moon, jump outs were good as well. 7.934.
7934 County Hall, an $18 chance is the top pick from Harry in race number three. $18.390 County Hall in the third. Race number four, and today this is a benchmark 70 over 1100 metres. No scratchings here. Pintoff is a $2.25 favourite. Richard Cully, John Allen combining. Altai Rangers at $3.40. Hums $7. Rock Tycoon $8.50. It's pretty firm in the market now, this favourite, Pintoff.
Yeah, I think this is one of the favourites of the day. We can get around. Pintoff looks the one here. Recent jump out was solid. Prior form, simply hard to fault. Johnny Allen booked a ride, and she has early speed to posse up nicely. Altai Ranger, I thought, was the danger. He's been freshened, had a jump out between runs. Went around in the Autumn Stakes last start. Just went too hard up front. Forget that. Two wins prior in weaker grade were both solid enough. Hums has to carry 63.5, and to me personally, he's a 1,000-metre specialist despite having won over this trip two back. And at a price, this kid rocks. Resuming, has a solid first-up record. He's getting on in these days, hasn't won for some time, but as a wider exotics hope, I could entertain it. 7-5-1-4.
7-5-1-4 in the fourth. Race number five is the first leg of the Cordeon Cup Day. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,300 metres. We can take out number three. Mona Dream, first up, Archie Alexander, it's the favourite and did show good ability and in its first campaign. It's at $2.40. Jenny Badcap, also first up today with Simon Wild, $5.50. Astro Castro is looking for three in a row at $7. And Yulong Patrol, another first up from the Andrew Bobbin team today, is at $9. They are the top four in the market. Are you playing around the favourite, or will it be the way to start the quaddy?
I am making number four, Jenny Badcat, my best of the day. I thought recent jump out at Camperdown was very good. She was a good first-up winner last prep before being thrown into stakes company and pulled up lame. Didn't beat a runner home. Forgive and forget that. Probably has to go back from a wide draw, but be watching for her late. I think the favourite is the danger, Mona Dream. I didn't really like her most recent jump out on the synthetic, but the one prior was solid. Was very good in her first prep, so based on that, I can understand the market support. Fabian Spirit, I think best efforts would be good enough. He goes into the quaddy as a rough hope. And I've been with Astro Castro in his past two runs. It's been great to see him back in the winner's circle. He might do it again, but I just think that there is more depth here than those couple that he's won. Four, very keen on ahead of 9, 2, and 5.
Four, best of the day ahead of 9, 2, and 5. And Jenny Badcap, the good value continues. It's $5.50. Best bet of the day for Harry in the first leg of the quaddy at stall today. Race number six is a 64. This is for the stayers over 2,700. Take out 2, 6, 9, 11, and 12. Mystery Island's one of the shorties of the day for Lindsay Smith and Declan Bates. Just got rolled last start. Steps out even further in distance, and gee, he is tight in the market. $1.65. American and Paris is at $5. Express Rate at $7. Is this a one-out leg here, Harry?
Yeah, it is, Michael. The main dangers that I saw have all been scratched. So Mystery Island looks the one. One first up in what was his Australian debut. Worth noting that the minor money place getters have both subsequently won since. He's been narrowly beaten himself in two runs since, both on heavy going. One of the horses that beat him was Manola. It's a handy horse. Firmer footing, up in trip, forward in running. I don't see him being beaten by anything else here. American in Paris, we know will stay all day. That's important, even if he may not look as good on paper as the favourite in the market. Express Raider, I've got the standout for third. You can take your pick for fourth. I went with Out and Dreaming. 5, 3, 8, 13.
5, 3, 8, and 13. One of the good things of the day, Mystery Island. The feature of the day is the Stuart McGregor Stall Gold Cup. It is over 2,000 metres. A couple of scratchings, Muhammad Ayes, who ran so well yesterday, and Young Hostess. And the form through yesterday is standing up with this favourite, The Regiment, who is a $4.60 favourite. So it's an open market in the Stall Cup today, but with Hangman winning yesterday's Easter Cup, the second horse also winning at Caulfield yesterday, it does read very well indeed. $4.64 The Regiment. Hard and Tough, $5. La Falaise, $5. Wentwood, $6.50. First up for Matty Raymond. Jazz Star at $7. Soano at $8. And then we're down to Barry the Baptist at $8.50. And DeRosa at $10. So all bar one run of the Delphi, $10 or under in a very open edition of the Stall Gold Cup, Harry.
Yeah, it's a cracking race. You could almost put all of those runners, bar the Delphi, in your quarter if you wanted to. I'm siding with number 7, La Falaise. I think she's ready for this trip now after a couple of solid runs over the mile. At this point in her last prep, she ran 4th in the South Australian Oaks. Doesn't need to get a mile back. Hopefully proves too strong late. The regimen, as you said, the form through yesterday reads well, flying, having won 4 of his past 6 runs. Had his first go over the distance range last start in the Yarra Valley Cup, ran 3rd. I just think maybe this trip could still be of some query for mine, but it's hard to knock consistent winning form. Wentwood sees Damien Lane come for the one ride after having won twice on him at the back end of last year. I reckon the horse could win this, and I do give a chance to the local hope and previous winner of this race a few years back, Barry the Baptist, who I'm putting in my quaddie to. 7-4-2-5.
7-4-2-5. La Falaise to win the cup, according to Harry today, for Henry Dwyer. Race number 8 is the last of the day, and Coupe de Tonnerre is the $2.70 favourite. Category 5, $4.40. Okotox at $7.50 and Sleepless at $8. It's a drop in class for the favourite here, Harry, who was probably a little disappointing at the Valley last start. Do you forgive?
Yeah, I can forgive that. And I think that the key scratching of Raise the Colours, Coupe de Tonnerre really was the only danger I saw to that scratch favourite. So I'm happy to have that horse on top. Not really keen on anything else. I'll be going one out again. He'll go forward from a low draw, might even lead and dictate. I just think gets every chance. Category 5, isn't a noted first up performer, didn't beat a runner home in a recent trial, but is a mile specialist. Sleepless, good horse, but better over further, and Okotox can prove competitive on best efforts. You just have to hope you can see it. I think everything points to the favourite in the get out, 9-1-5-4.
9-1-5-4, you can take out 3-10, 11-12 and 15 in that last race. So, gee, it sounds like we might have a little bit of a skinny quad today, and a few of the fancied runners you're keen to hone in. Harry, what is the best of the day, and how are you going to attack this stall cup meeting?
Yeah, I'm definitely keen to play today. Race 5, number 4, Jenny Badcat at a nice enough price is my best. Value that debutante in race 3, County Hall. We can play each way. Race 3, number 7. Quaddie, first leg, 249. Stand out the 5 in the second leg. Cup leg, 2-4-5-7, could certainly go wider, and in the last leg will stand out the 9. Play of the day, those two horses that I'm standing out in the quaddie will just have an all-up. Race 6, number 5, into race 8, number 9.
I like it, H. Enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday. Good punting today.
Same to you, Michael. Thank you.
Harry White joining us there with his preview of the Stall Cup meeting. Always great to get the thoughts of Racing.com's superstar Ben Ascari every Sunday, and he's run the rule through the Stall Cup meeting. Good morning, Ben. Happy Easter to you, mate.
Good morning, Michael. Great to be speaking with you. Happy Easter.
Do we get the chocolates today, Stall Cup Day? Gee, it's a good meeting.
It's a good meeting. It's a tricky meeting. Price, but finding a best sound a little bit tricky. Mystery Island, there's not a huge amount of value, but I thought it was, for those money quality, probably a one-out option, and going to be really tough to beat. Hopefully get out to a bit of a better price, but making it the best Mystery Island, who is... First look at the race, I thought, gee, this horse is short. Can I find something to beat it? And with through the field, I really struggled to find a horse with anywhere near the sort of upside he has, so... It's a field of most of them are probably going to be going Hurdling, and he looks a progressive stayer on the way up. So I'm going to go with the best bet, race 6, number 5, Mystery Island. But I did mention that I like a couple of value, and one of them is race 2, number 3, the Cisco's Kid. He showed some ability last preparation. Was really good at Geelong one day, and a stronger made, hitting, you know, 3 and 4 and wide without cover. Him on a heavy 10 at Ballarat was just a long, long way off them, was out of the screen for most of the race on the replay, but he'd run the fastest last 200 of the race, should be fitter for that run, up in trip, finds a pretty moderate 4-year-old plus major, and gets Johnny Allen on. So I thought, last I looked before I got in the car and headed off to the store, he was still around that $9 mark, so I thought each way the Cisco's Kid represented some value in the second.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, he's $8.250, the Cisco's Kid in race number 2. Who are you tipping in the cup?
In the cup, I'm going with La Falaise. I thought she was really encouraging at Ballarat. She was out of Ballarat, followed that run, didn't have a lot of luck, should have finished closer. And then, of course, the pattern was against her on All-Star Mile Day. Big key looks a bit of step up to 2,000 metres. She's only been to 2,001. And she ran fourth in the Schweppes Oaks there behind Toppy Tongue, A Fair to Remember, and Moonlight Maze. I think that's pretty handy form. I would say, one quarter of the morning, you're inclined to have a couple of bets in the race. Barry the Baptist, I've had something on at double figures as well. He is a local. He won the Cup 2 years ago. I think he missed it through injury last year, but I think all the eggs have been in one basket. Now, pardon the pun on Easter Sunday for him to be aimed for the hometown cup today.
Working magnificently as always, Ben. We look forward to seeing all your action on .com today, Stall Cup Day. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me on.